5 minutes training and they even dock you 10 pence a week for the ladder. And I know I made that mistake with little William Rubin, but they should have said you're supposed to take any teeth you...
Mistake, said Bilious, trying to get her to hurry.
Just because he slept with his head under the pillow, but they give you the pliers anyway. No one told me that you shouldn't.
She certainly did have a pleasant voice, Bilious told himself. It was just that in a funny way it grated too. It was like listening to a talking flute.
I think we'd just better get outside, he said, in case they hear us, he hinted.
What sort of godding do you do? Said Violet.
Bilious tried to think through the pounding headache, and then he had one of those ideas, the kind that only sound good after a lot of alcohol. Someone else may have drunk the drinks, but he managed to snag the idea. I'm actually self-employed, he said, as brightly as he could manage.
How can you be a self-employed god?
Ah, well, you see, if any other god wants, perhaps, you know, a holiday or something, I cover for them. Yeah, that's what I do.
Unwisely in the circumstances, he let his inventiveness impress him.
Oh, yes, I'm very busy. Rushed off my feet, they're always employing me. You've no idea. They don't think twice about pushing off for a month as a big white bull or a swan or something, and it's always, oh, Bilious, old chap, just take care of things while I'm away, will you? Answer the prayers and so on. I hardly get a minute to myself. But, of course, you can't turn down work these days.
Violet was round-eyed with fascination.
And are you covering for anyone right now? She asked.
God of hangovers, actually.
Oh, God of hangovers? How awful.
Bilious looked down at his stained and wretched toga.
I suppose it is, he mumbled.
You're not very good at it.
You don't have to tell me.
You're more cut out to be one of the important gods, said Violet admiringly. I can just see you as Io, or Fate, or one of those.
Bilious stared at her with his mouth open.
I could tell at once that you weren't right, she went on, not for some horrible little god. You could even be Offler with calves like yours.
Could I? I mean, sometimes. Of course I have to wear fangs.
And then someone was holding a sword to his throat.
What's this? Said Chickenwire. Lover's Lane. You leave him alone, you, shouted Violet. He's a god. You'll be really sorry.
Bilious swallowed, but very gently. It was a sharp sword.
A god, eh? said Chickenwire. What of?
Bilious tried to swallow again.
Bit of this, bit of that, he mumbled.
Caw, said Chickenwire. Well, I'm impressed.
I can see I'm going to have to be dead careful here, eh? Don't want you smiting me with thunderbolts, do I? Puts a crimp in the day, that sort of thing.
Bilious didn't dare move his head, but out of the corner of his eye he was sure he could see shadows moving very fast across the walls.
Dear me, out of thunderbolts, are we? Chickenwire sneered. Well, you know, I've never...
There was a creak. Chickenwire's face was a few inches from Bilious. The O-God saw his expression change. The man's eyes rolled. His lips said, Bilious risked stepping back. Chickenwire's sword didn't move. He stood there, trembling slightly, like a man who wants to turn around to see what's behind him but doesn't dare to, in case he does. As far as Bilious was concerned, it had just been a creak. He looked up at the thing on the landing above.
Who put that there? Said Violet.
It was just a wardrobe. Dark oak, bit of fancy woodwork glued on in an effort to disguise the undisguisable fact that it was just an upright box. It was a wardrobe.
You didn't, you know, try to cast a thunderbolt and go on a few letters too many, she went on.
Huh? Said Bilious, looking from the stricken man to the wardrobe.
It was so ordinary, it was odd.
I mean, thunderbolts begin with T, and wardrobes...
Violet's lips moved silently. Part of Bilious thought,
I'm attracted to a girl who actually has to shut down all other brain functions in order to think about the order of the letters of the alphabet. On the other hand, she's attracted to someone who's wearing a toga that looks as though a family of weasels have had a party in it, so maybe I'll stop this thought right here.
But the major part of his brain thought, why is this man making little bubbling noises?
It's just a wardrobe, for my sake.
No, no, mumbled Chickenwire. I don't wanna.
The sword clanged to the floor. He took a step backwards up the stairs, but very slowly, as if he was doing it despite every effort his muscles could muster.
"Don't want to do what?" said Violet.
Chicken wire spun.